I'm joined in the studio by writer Molly Luby. Molly's been a guest of mine in the studio with the book club before. She's the author of ZA, which we will talk about more in a little while, and plenty more of other unpublished works as well. Great reviews she's got on Amazon, so you can check her out, Molly Luby. There is only one. It's Looby. Also, she's got the Shakespeare Award for the services to literature by her A-level form tutor, a Zombie Run medal as well, and she's here to talk about the Brentwood Lit Festival, which is taking place from Saturday the 22nd of July to Saturday the 29th of July, all organised by Natasha and Jim from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop on the Ulga Road. So, morning.
Hi.
It's been a whole year. It's been April, I think, you're in with Sylvia.
Yeah, I was.
So, for people that might not know, and you can go and check the interview out with Molly from last year, tell us about your writing, because you've got some great reviews on Amazon.
Yeah, it's doing well. When I was here before, ZA wasn't out yet, but so now it's been out for over a year, so it's great to actually see people's responses and to be able to talk about it. People know what I'm talking about. So that's good, yeah. So ZA stands for Zombie Armageddon, and it follows the story of 17-year-old Zane Carlyle at the very beginning of what I call the ZA, and it's him and a group of characters get stuck at the very, very start of the ZA, and they have to work out what to do next, where to go, and how it's all going to work.
And is it set over in this country, or is it in America?
Yeah, it's set in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you hoping, because I think we touched on this before, are you hoping that you're going to get a studio or somebody pick it up for a film?
I think that'd be really great, obviously, but I love zombie movies anyway, so I would think that was interesting.
And have you started to write the script?
Yeah, I have started doing that just to see if I can, for fun mainly, to see that if I could translate something, because I've never written a screenplay before, but it's really fun, actually.
Do you have to do things like they step into the room or they put their hand out? Do you have to put all those bits in it as well when you're writing a script?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% because I've just sort of looked up how to do it, but I've put it in mine. But yeah, I think then maybe directors can agree or disagree with you, but yeah.
Excellent. So you've got this book. What new projects have you got coming up, or what are you working on?
Next year, hopefully, I'll have another book out. I haven't got a date for that yet. And then hopefully the year after that, I'll release the sequel to ZA, because it's been so well received. And everybody who's read it says to me when they finished, when's the next one? When's the next one coming out?
Yep.
So I have to get to work on that as well.
And you've got some great reviews as well, reading the reviews you got for ZA on Amazon, which is fantastic. High marks and praise from people, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that people like it, because I like anything that has zombies in it, but this was more about the people and how people band together in a bad situation, as opposed to the actual zombie parts. But
and what sort of age group is it written for? Younger people, or can anybody appreciate the book?
It's young adult, but I would say anyone, as long as you do actually like zombies. If you don't and you don't like gore and things, you probably won't like it, but I'd say the slightly older range of YA, so 15 plus probably, although I have had younger people read it and enjoy it. Depends what the parents think about violence, usually.
And who would you have in the lead role? What actor would you like to see in the lead role?
I don't know. I think I'd like to see someone who is unknown, probably, in the lead role. Yeah. If I could have my own way, of course.
Yeah. How did you get involved? This is the second year, I believe, the festival's been on.
It's the second year the festival's been on. I met Natasha last year at some point, and we did a ZA event at Halloween. And she was telling me about the Children's Literary Festival, and that they should do something YA in it. And I'd say I'd definitely want to be involved in that, because I know YA is a bit of middle ground, because it's not quite adult, but it's not quite children. So I'm pleased we've got a little platform of YA.
Are you going to be having questions and answers, or how's it going to work on the...
I'm on the YA panel, and it's going to be Josh, who's a book blogger. He's going to be asking us questions about YA in general, and I think different genres and what we'd like and don't like and things like that. It's going to be really good.
It's a Brentwood Lit Fest, and you'll find all the details there, and they have like the full schedule as well of what's happening between the 22nd to the 29th of July, and we'll be having a chat with Natasha tomorrow. So you're going to have loads of sort of questions and answers, and there'll be an audience there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So are you nervous about that, or not really?
No, I'm really looking forward to it, especially because over the past however many months, I've read the books of the other people on the panel, and I've got questions I want to ask them as well. So.
Oh, right. Oh, that's really good. So
I think the younger you catch people, the better, because especially with teenagers, especially if you write for older teenagers, there's less and less the older you write for. Mm. Whereas if you catch them at 13, before they start thinking that it's not cool to read anymore, mm. with a really good book, then they won't stop. That's yeah. what I tend to see with people I know who used to read sort of really young, because I think everybody reads when they're really young, and then they sort of go off it. You have to give them the books that they really like so they don't go off it, because yeah. otherwise they'll miss out. I run the publishing company Moulton Publishing, yeah. and we published ZA. That was our first book, our sort of tester, if yeah. you like. But now we focus more on business books, so non-fiction.
What advice would you give somebody, a younger person, if they're thinking loads of ideas but not too sure how to start writing a book? What's the things they should do?
The very first thing is, don't be afraid of what you're writing. A lot of people stop or don't even start because they don't like how it's coming out on the page. But the most important thing is to get to the end. This is something that all writers struggle with, is trying not to edit as you go. You have to finish what you're doing and then go back and edit it. You can't edit as you go, because you'll right. never get to the end that way.
Do you know what? That makes great sense. Because when I've tried to do a little bit of writing, about two or three pages, and it feels like you've been writing for days.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go back and you think, oh, I can't have that. People will laugh at me. I can't have that. And you go back and you start... So you mustn't
yeah, exactly.
do that. You just write everything out your system as
yeah.
best you can.
Because otherwise you'll just continuously rewrite that same chapter over and over and over again, and you'll still never be happy with it. When you finish a project, you have to leave it for at least a month. You can't look at it, otherwise you'll think either that it's the most brilliant thing you've ever read or it's the worst thing you've ever read. Yeah. And it won't be either of those things,
right?
So what I do after that is I'll edit it. I'll usually take bits out or rewrite sections, and then when I've done everything I can and I'm sort of getting a bit stuck and crazy with it, I'll send it on to another editor, which is what I do for the clients at Moulton Publishing.
Yeah.
But for my own work, I don't think anybody should forever keep their own pieces. Mm. It's so fascinating to hear other people's opinions. And usually when I send things to my editor and I get them back, I go, of course, she's so right. How come I didn't see that? Mm. It's usually things, and you just totally agree. If you find the right editor, that is, yeah. yeah.
So if you want to find out more about Molly Luby, go and do check her out, all the W's, mollylouby.com. Don't forget, her book, ZA, has been doing really well on Amazon, and you can find out all the reviews there as well. And it's for young adults, but it's appropriate for anybody who loves zombies.
Yeah.
Will absolutely love the book as well.